Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Good morning. We're continuing our countdown to Christmas. This morning, we got a little Christmas story for you. I'm a little bit road trip inspiration, a little travel inspiration. So, once again, the music of Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew are rather fitting. COVID, rearing its ugly head again. Every time we think we're out of the woods. So I don't know what kind of travel restrictions there's going to be, and we're running out of time to make travel plans, but that doesn't mean you can't make travel plans for 2022. Christmas comes around again next year. But meanwhile, you can imagine you're somewhere. Let me give you some ideas. A few places I highly recommend, not just for Christmas, any time of the year, but Christmas would add a very special magic. We're going to start with a little place in Germany. One of places I discovered a few years ago, some friends introduced us to, the incredible village of Dinkelsbühl in Bavaria. Oh my gosh. It is supposed to be, it is promoted as the best preserved medieval village in Germany. And antiquity is just taken for granted sometimes there. But some of the walls surrounding the city actually date to the era of Roman occupation. Any time of the year is just an incredible visit. It's just an amazing place. But my friends send me pictures and share things about the Christmas market season, which takes place from November 30th until Christmas. My understanding is things are just transformed into a storybook village. Songs and hot wine and just all kinds of festivities. It's something it's on my list to do. I really want to experience Dinkelsbühl at Christmas. I've experienced it during some of the festivals in the summer, and I was most impressed, to say the very least. It's just an amazing place. A little bit closer to home, near Detroit, Dearborn. The Henry Ford Museum is fascinating. And again, any time of the year, it's a great place to visit. Greenfield Village, however, is extraordinary. It is a living time capsule. That's what it was envisioned by. Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Harvey Firestone, these fellows got together about 100 years ago and decided to preserve the world that they were changing. And so they either recreated historic buildings or they moved the authentic historic buildings, like the courthouse in Lincoln, Illinois, the old Potts County Courthouse from, 1840s. Abraham Lincoln was an attorney there. But they've moved all these buildings, some from as far away as London with their magical little clock towers where the figures come out and ring bells. It's an extraordinary little place. And Christmas really, really turns it into a, promotion advertises that it's a living snow globe. And, I think that is an apt description. Picture stepping back to a dynamic and exciting Christmas circa 1920. Horse-drawn wagons, Model T rides, Santa with live reindeer, all the houses and the businesses lit for the holidays, candlelit windows, roasting chestnuts, the smell. And I hate to say it, I'm not a fan of snow, but if you get a dusting of snow, it transforms the whole little village. That's one I can highly recommend. Christmas season, they have special hours, of course, for the holidays. And their holiday nights celebration is really, really worth attending. And I'm not a cold weather person. I joke about this often, but when it gets below 80 degrees, I start looking for my long underwear. It's hard to believe I lived in Michigan for years in the North Country. But as I recall, I spent a lot of time cold. And saving one of the best for last, this has been on my list for far too long. We're going to have to be doing this, is Colonial Williamsburg. Now, this is another living time capsule. And there's been a little bit of contention here and there, but over the years, this was largely on the cusp of becoming a forgotten, derelict ghost town about a century ago. During the colonial era, the years bracketing the American Revolution, Williamsburg was a vital, prosperous community in Virginia. And the painstaking attention to detail in it's a total sensory immersion in the times, in the era. And it is it's just an absolute amazing place any time of the year. But Christmas, they really take you back. A celebration of the Yule log is one example. Now, of course, it's done past. That's December 3rd, 10th, and 17th. But you can follow the Yule log hauled by a wagon from the Capitol Circle to Market Square. Music, festivities, everything is done as it was in the mid-18th century. One of the programs I would have liked to have seen this year, to give you an idea, is what they called, it was a new program this year called A Fugitive Christmas. And you join two fugitive soldiers on New Year's Day in 1776 as they celebrate Christmastide while recovering from their wounds in a military hospital. And it's just incredibly emotional and moving. And to be able to experience this. Another one that really was very good. I was very impressed, for example, when I had visited, and unfortunately it wasn't Christmas time, but they actually pull people off the street for jury duty. And they recreate actual trials from the colonial period. It's interesting. And I highly recommend when you eat at the restaurant, try the venison stew and bubble and squeak. Christmas of 1787. James Madison and Alexander Hamilton were in Williamsburg writing the Federalist Papers to support the Constitution over a hectic holiday season. And you can visit with these two men at Colonial Williamsburg in a special program called Constitution and Christmas and the Constitution. That's another that I would really like to experience. Christmas decoration walking tour. All the houses, streets are decked out in holiday splendor circa 1776. It's just really quite amazing. Another one that I've been invited to, and of course COVID has really put the damper on, is Christmas in Amsterdam. But wherever you celebrate Christmas this year, I hope you'll give thought to the holiday. I hope you're enjoying it and sharing it with family and friends. Our series this week is about, well, Christmas, countdown to Christmas. And we have some other great programs this week. We're going to be talking about historic events that took place on Christmas. Yesterday, we talked about Louis Chevrolet, who was born on Christmas Day, 1878. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about, since we're in Colonial Williamsburg, tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about a couple amazing things with George Washington and Christmas that might catch you by surprise. And we have plans to talk about Native American Christmas celebrations. And should be really interesting this week. I also want to bring you up to date on a couple things. I just received notice from my publisher yesterday that my next book, Here We Are on Route 66, came out a little bit late. There were some delays. We didn't get it out in time for the Christmas season, but we will have the book out in January. Here We Are on Route 66. It profiles communities, certain communities along Route 66, and portrays the highway as the direct link between the present and the distant past, even predating Route 66. Other great Christmas celebrations I'd like to call your attention to. Grand Central Market in downtown Los Angeles, the theater district. This is a little closer to home, but with COVID, it's still an issue. But this is an opportunity. And you can do this any time of the year again, but Christmas adds a special holiday feel. The Grand Central Market is converted into a holiday marketplace. Now, Grand Central Market, downtown Los Angeles, and this is featured in my new book, Here We Are on Route 66, opened in about 1917, and it's on Broadway, the earliest alignment of Route 66. And it's in the heart of the historic theater district. Beautiful old theaters. Now, close your eyes for a moment and picture this. A massive indoor food court with more than 100 years of neon signage on display. And the incredible ethnic diversity of the Los Angeles area made manifest in foods, drinks, candies, anything you can imagine. Now imagine it all decked out for the holidays. That's Grand Central Market, Los Angeles. I am not sure what the COVID restrictions are in California right now, but this is another one that I really highly recommend a visit. Any time of the year, but a Christmas holiday. And please, you know, feel free to send me a message, chime in, if you have ideas on programs. And I want to put this out too. If you have an event to promote or you have a project you're working on, artist, author, this program was conceived to give you a platform, 15 minutes in the spotlight, if you will. So drop me a note if you'd like to be a guest. My friends, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I hope we've inspired a few road trips. And we do hope that you'll use this holiday as a time for reflection on how fortunate we are. People who are less fortunate, see if you can make their day a bit brighter. And, well, it's a holiday for making memories. See if you can do that this holiday season. Put aside differences and worries and concerns and see if you can make this a holiday. Make some memories for yourself. Make some memories for others. My friends, I want to thank everyone who joined us this morning. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a Revolutionary War Christmas. And I think you're going to enjoy this very much. It's kind of surprising, thought-provoking. Meanwhile, my friends, it is time to bid adios for another morning, but we'll be back tomorrow. And let me give you an idea on some other programs. After the Christmas holiday, We have quite an extensive guest list coming up. We're going to have Reese Martin of the Oklahoma Route 66 Association joining us. We're going to have Connie Loveland. We're talking with her. We've been talking with her. She's with the Tucumcari Main Street program. We hope to have some folks from Kingman Main Street joining us shortly to talk about the exciting historic district walking tours being developed for downtown Kingman. These are narrated, self-guided walking tours. Quite an exciting project. You can get a sneak peek at that at kingman.tours. Might take a look at that. Coffee with Jim Sunday morning. Don't have an idea yet what we're going to do for that. A lot of places are closed, and it is Christmas weekend. But we'll put together a great program for you. Let's see what's else on the list here. Nolan Stoltz is on our guest list. He's been creating some great musical compositions inspired by Route 66. Yesterday, I talked to Marian Pavel, developer of the Route 66 navigation app and the Mother Road Route 66 passport. He is out of Bratislava, Slovakia, and he will be joining us as a guest around New Year's. So invite your friends, and until we meet again, my friends, vaya con Dios, mi amigos.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.